As you know, there is a new exhibit at the Broadcast Museum here in Chicago that has popped up. There's a lot of buzz around it. Darren Cox is our resident Johnny Carson producer. Corey Blaskovich is with Antenna TV. Both are all a part of News Nation, our parent company that owns WGN. Darren, have done nothing but continue to edit and edit and edit. You are telling me things about Johnny Carson shows that somebody twice your age would know.
That's true.
Yeah. So tell me what this 100th anniversary means and what Antenna TV has. Well, I know all week there's been great episodes on some of the best of the best, right?
Absolutely. And it's hard to say who Johnny's favorite guests were or who Johnny's most memorable guests were. But this week is just star-studded, jam-packed full of people that Johnny genuinely loved having on his show. And tomorrow night, on his 100th birthday, would have been his 100th birthday, we got Don Rickles, Burt Reynolds, a special appearance by Dean Martin, and Buddy Hackett. And hold on, the show goes off the rails right off at the top, and it's so good, and it's so good.
And you know what's funny about that is because those shows that went off the rails were the best, but I wondered about the stress of the producers back then or Johnny himself when he's like, this is not the way it's supposed to go.
Well, so many times you would hear Johnny say to Fred DeCorvita, he says, what's going on? They're waving us off. Okay, we've got to do this. Because I can imagine Fred DeCorvita in the back like, what are you doing?
Right.
We've got to
Producer's
take a break.
Freaking out.
Yeah.
Corey Blaskovich is with us. He's with Antenna TV. And Corey, like me, you were a kid. In your case, it was your grandma who let you stay up late to watch Johnny Carson. In my case, it was my mom who let me watch when Joan Emery was on. So I mean, how can you explain the success? I know it was over 30 years, but we're still talking about him and honoring him. And honestly, will we be talking about Colbert or Kimmel or Leno or David Letterman when they're 100?
Real quick, my name's Todd. I was supposed to be Corey's our boss. She was originally supposed to come in. My name's Todd Bench.
You said that.
I
was like,
I just don't want to misrepresent Corey outside on the air here.
Corey would be that's not me.
I mean, I have a lot of power right now. Anyway, so I mean, he set the bar. I mean, if you think of late night television, you think of Johnny Carson right out of the gate, and I mean, growing up, it was a treat. My grandmother would let us. She had this big old RCA TV in her living room, and it was like she would let us watch Johnny Carson with her, and it was her favorite show. I mean, half the jokes we never got. But it was so ingrained in my head, you know, and then coming into this job, it was like smooth sailing.
Yeah, because it's something that you grew up with. It was something that is part of who you are, and I feel like that show is part of who I am. Like that really, I loved animals, but to see Joan Emery on, and go ahead, Darren, tell him about the most famous Johnny Carson episode.
Oh, when he tried to pet the cheetah, and it jumped, and he runs and jumps into Ed's arms, and I use that clip every chance I can in a promo. And it's one of my favorites. But, you know, still today, if I'm on the social medias, they'll show a clip of Colbert or John Oliver or somebody. And all you got to do is go through the comments, and you still find people say there's nobody like Johnny Carson.
Right.
And Johnny didn't do it like that back in the day. And Johnny's been off air longer than he was on the air.
And we're still talking about
him. And people are still saying there was nobody like Johnny.
Well, so, and they remember his bits.
Yes. They remember Karnak. They remember Art Fearn. They remember, you know, take the Slauson cut off and cut off your Slauson. They still remember that. And they still love it. And we're thrilled at Antenna TV to have him as part of our TV family. We love having Johnny Carson on.
And along with Johnny being at the Museum of Broadcast Communications, we have personally, Antenna TV has built a I Dream of Jeannie exhibit.
Yes.
With a bottle from the show alongside the original Jim Beam bottle that it was made from. And we have built a life-size bottle for you to sit in and have a photo opportunity.
I heard about that. And it's cool, right?
It is gorgeous. The man who, Dan Brown, who is with us, he put it together. He is the brains behind the Jeannie bottle. It is lit beautifully, colored beautifully. It looks just like the Jeannie bottle. And you can sit with your friends and take a picture. And there's lots of memorabilia next to it with some history. Mm-hmm. And we have a little video set up of her talking about the history of the show and some quips and little things like, you know, why she had to hide her belly button. on the show.
Yeah, remind people of that.
So, 60 years ago, yeah.
Apparently it was risque to show belly buttons on TV at the time, and the genie outfit was designed to cover her belly button. And every once in a while, if she jumped up or something like that, you'd see it, but it was like, ooh, you know. So she talks about that. She also talks about how she met her first husband, Michael Ansar.
He was on episode one.
Exactly. He played the blue djinn. That was her first husband.
Oh.
And he gave her a pendant that she wore throughout the entire series. So
interesting.
Keep your eyes open for the pendant from Blue Djinn.
Mm-hmm. So you got a preview of what's going to happen tomorrow night at the Museum of Broadcast
Communications. It was impressive. I mean, I'm from Chicago, so you turn a corner and there's, you know, the Bozo Circus, all the costumes from Bozo Circus. You turn another corner, there's a Dirty Dragon with Weird and Blob, and then you have Ray Rayner and Cuddly Dudley, and Triumph the Insult Comic Dog is there, Garfield Goose and Friends is there, they have Charlie McCarthy, the Edward Bergen dolls.
Yeah, easy to say.
That, from Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer's Nerd, Effie Klinkler. One of the most impressive things with Johnny Carson is, remember how they had More to Come
in between
the shows? They have the largest collection of the original prints of those More to Comes.
Wow.
Yeah, they found the person who designed them, and they donated, I don't know how many. There's a ton of them
on the wall,
original More to Come ads that they used to go in and out of the commercial breaks with.
So Johnny Carson, the shows in their entirety, their original shows, air every night at 10 o'clock Chicago time.
Monday through Saturday.
And then Saturday is the 90-minute episode.
Saturdays are the 90-minute episodes.
Right. Yeah. And then Genie is on at noon every weekday.
How fun.
Yeah.
And so tomorrow night's going to be fantastic. Yeah. That is it's like an opening. I think it's an invitation only, but after that, it's open to the public, so everybody should check it out.
Yes, it opens Friday. It is right at Randolph and Canal, 440 West Randolph Street, and then opens Friday.
But yeah, bring your camera, because you can, not only can you have your picture taken in the genie bottle, but you can have your picture taken in front of the Johnny Carson curtain. You can sit at the desk. They also have Stephen Colbert's Late Show desk. There's also the Evolution of Late Night Museum section that's coming up there, too, with talk about Jay Leno and David Letterman, Conan O'Brien, Tom Snyder, Craig Ferguson. There's literally more stuff than you can almost absorb. It's so cool.
Most memorable
comfy shoes.
You've got a lot to cover. Most memorable one for me is Burt Reynolds and the tie being cut in two, right? So what is it for you, Todd?
The
one that stands out in your memory
for Johnny Carson. Mm-hmm. Oh God. I mean,
I know mine.
That's a hard one. It would have to be Burt Reynolds and the whipped cream incident.
Oh yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Thanksgiving Day with Doc Severinsen.
Oh,
Doc
yes.
Severinsen was,
Doc was hysterical
Doc
that night.
Doc was unfortunately divorced that Thanksgiving, and unfortunately Johnny goes, well, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? And Doc angrily goes on a tirade about how much he hates Thanksgiving. That's one of my favorite moments from Johnny.
And Darren, how about you?
It had been Karnak when he was trying to divine the question without seeing the question. Sis Boombah, what's the sound an exploding sheep makes?
Yes.
Sorry, that's still hysterical.
Thanks for giving it away, Dan.
Thank you guys for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Yeah, so, it was a pleasure.
Antenna TV every night at 10 o'clock, Monday through Saturday. And, of course, the museum is now I can't wait to go because you guys have
Friday.
opening on Friday. Don't miss it.